It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It appears that the United States has successfully exported one of the things that was a uniquely American phenomenon until now. Police in Thailand say that at least 34 people, 22 of them children, as young as 2 years old, plus two teachers and a police officer, were killed Thursday in a mass shooting at a child care center. The gunman was identified by authorities as a former police officer who was fired after he was arrested with methamphetamine on him. After the shooting, he reportedly fled to his home, killed his wife and children before turning the gun on himself. Well, another day, another bombshell story about Herschel Walker. The Republican Senate nominee in Georgia told Fox Not News on Wednesday that he doesn't know the identity of the woman who told the Daily Beast that he not only urged her to get an abortion in 2009, but then reimbursed her for the procedure. Walker, who allegedly supports abortion bans with no exceptions, has called the allegation a lie meant to hurt his chances of beating the Democratic incumbent, Senator Raphael Warnock, in a tight race. But Walker does indeed know the woman, the Daily Beast reported later, because, quote, she's the mother of one of his children, born years after the abortion. The woman said she wants her name withheld to protect the privacy and safety of her family, but Walker's denial made it necessary to provide more information. Just a reminder, the final day to vote is 33 days away. OPEC announced Wednesday that it would slash oil production by 2 million barrels a day to boost those sinking crude prices. The alliance between OPEC and other producers led by Russia said the move was necessary because of the uncertainty that surrounds the global economic and oil market outlooks. Yeah. The Biden administration called the decision short-sighted, saying it would have the most negative impact on lower and middle-income countries that are already reeling from elevated energy prices. Oil surged as high as $128 a barrel after Russia invaded Ukraine, but they've fallen as the demand was reduced. Capital Economics predicted global oil prices will rise from around $93 a barrel up to, again, $100. Well, more bad news for Donald Trump from the appeals court. Yep, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals on Wednesday agreed with the Justice Department's bid to expedite its request to shut down that external review process for the 11,000 or so documents seized by the FBI from Mar-a-Lago. Though the timeline ordered by the judge wasn't as fast as the Justice Department wanted, it's a lot faster than Trump's team wanted. So Trump's lawyers must comply by November 10th and the briefing completed by November 17th with no extensions allowed. So there's that. Well, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis seemed to be on his best behavior on Wednesday when President Joe Biden visited southwestern Florida, the site of the massive damage from Hurricane Ian. But there's a lot to the story. You know, DeSantis, who has joined in the Let's Go brand and insult for a year, is asking the president for federal money to manage the recovery from Hurricane Ian. DeSantis welcomed Biden to Florida and thanked him for approving an emergency declaration for the storm before it even hit. Of course, Biden also had praise for DeSantis, saying he's done a good job, and the two men worked together. We'll see how long the niceties last. To our friends out in Arizona, I don't often tell you to listen to Liz Cheney, but now I'll make an exception. Speaking at an event on Wednesday, Liz Cheney said that the election-denying Republican candidates for Arizona governor and secretary of state pose a huge risk for democracy because both say they will refuse to certify the election if they don't like its outcome. So Cheney encouraged those who care about democracy to, quote, not give people power who have told us that they will not honor elections. You go, girl. And this is troubling. A new Washington Post analysis of Republican candidates up for election next month for the House, Senate, and statewide offices shows that a majority of Republican nominees actually deny the 2020 election results. There are 299 of them, and most are likely to win. All the more reason that the rest of us need to get out and vote. Vote like our lives depend on it, because they do. Well, a federal appeals court on Wednesday ruled that the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program, is illegal. The three-judge panel of the conservative U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sent the case back to a lower court to consider revisions that the Biden administration made in August to preserve the program that provides deportation protection and work authorization for hundreds of thousands of immigrants known as Dreamers who were brought to the U.S. as children. The Biden changes are set to take effect on October 31st, but this decision by the appellate panel affirming a 2021 lower court ruling leaves the program in place for those already enrolled. It also permits beneficiaries to renew their status, but leaves others in limbo yet again. And finally, Iranian schoolgirls are removing their hijabs, shouting death to the dictator, and raising their middle fingers at the country's leaders. At least 154 people, including children, have been killed in this latest wave of protests, which were triggered by the death of a 22-year-old named Mahsa Amini. She was arrested by Iran's so-called morality police for allegedly violating rules about attire. Her hijab was too loose, and then she later died in police custody. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.